Welcome to the second episode of the Life of Sven podcast. Well, technically it's the first episode that covers an actual topic, but anyway, welcome. And I'm so glad that you tuned in. As I mentioned last time, today I'm going to talk about shame. Because shame is obviously something that somehow all of us deal with in one way or another. We've all had situations where we felt shame. Perhaps we've been ashamed of something we've done or didn't do. Or maybe we felt ashamed because of the way we were treated by someone else. We certainly know of people or have heard of life circumstances of others where shame seems to play a big part. And when we talk about the definition of shame, we come across guilt, hurt, loneliness, and other painful feelings. Shame can happen in our own world of emotions, in our inner being, without anyone noticing. But it can also be something that comes into play when we are treated poorly by others, visibly for everyone. So it has many different facets. Shame can be used as a weapon and brings about control, and shame can hold us back from living a fulfilled and fearless life. It's an emotion that is more often than not, I would say, so closely connected to our very own story. And that's what makes it such a delicate thing. Brené Brown, she's a researcher, speaker, and author that I very much appreciate. And she puts it this way. I define shame as the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Something we've experienced, done, or failed to do makes us unworthy of connection. I don't believe shame is helpful or productive. In fact, I think shame is much more likely to be the source of destructive, hurtful behavior than the solution or cure. I think the fear of disconnection can make us dangerous. That's pretty powerful stuff, and please take the time to think about those words. But to go a little deeper and to allow you to think about shame in your life, I'd like to share a piece that I wrote, and after that I'll close by asking just a few questions, and then you can ponder upon that. May I introduce myself? Please use your imagination for a second. Close your eyes and think of that certain situation where you've done something you weren't supposed to do. And there it was, that ugly, uncomfortable feeling. And you ask yourself, why did I do that again? Or think of that one time you came to a new place where no one knew you and you had the chance of portraying who you wanted the new people to see you as. And as you got comfortable around these new people, you realized that there were things in your life that they did not know about you. And then there was that same ugliness and uncomfortableness that surrounded you. Again. May I introduce myself? I am sneaky, people say. I hush into people's lives, and many times I go unnoticed. Imagine your life as a big play with an even bigger audience. I'm sitting there too, invited or not. I enjoy watching you, all the moves you studied, the lines you learned, to sing so beautifully, and I love seeing the way you interact with the audience. But I don't sit there because I want to. I really only sit in to figure out ways how I can counterfeit you. And many times I win. May I introduce myself? I'm cunning, people say. When everyone is focused and busy with their own life, I come in through the back door and try to get an apartment right next to yours. At night, I whisper at the wall so you hear my words in your sleep. I like talking to you, but not because I think our conversations are the greatest. It's rather that you start to think whether or not my words might be true. And I'm so satisfied whenever you decide that they are, regardless if true or not. May I introduce myself? I am scheming, people say. I know exactly how I can talk to you so that you feel especially overwhelmed and guilty. I don't really say much. It's very entertaining, in fact. Because most of the time I need only to trigger you with one word, and your brain, your overthinking and processing, does the rest. You start doubting yourself, and the heaviness increases. May I introduce myself? I am paralyzing, people say. It's those few words I speak to you that will hinder you from taking another step. Steps towards freedom, towards relationship, towards life. Whenever you feel like taking on the world and bringing about change, I can keep you in your cage with only a whisper of a word. It's easy, because you don't seem to resist. It's just like an elephant. You know, they are being chained when they're very young, and naturally they want to run away to their mother. Every attempt to run away will cause the chain to cut into their flesh, and the pain will eventually teach them not to even try. Grown, they don't need the physical chain. The mental chain has formed and seems stronger than steel at times. I'd like to introduce myself. Well, if you haven't guessed it already, my name is Shame. I believe you recognize me. Almost like a good friend, I should guess. It's true. I am sneaky. I'm cunning. I'm scheming. I am paralyzing. I am all of that. But so much more, really. I'm a director. A director of your life, if you will. I can tell you what you should and shouldn't do, say, or think. And to be honest, I very much enjoy that role. You make my job so easy, you don't even resist. I know. You tell yourself, it's over with that shame now. It's a new beginning. But let's be real. How often have you told yourself that very same fairy tale? My name is Shame, and I thank you for your friendship. This piece was inspired by some of the things that I read from Brené Brown, and I'd like to include two of her quotes. The first one, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. The experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. And a second quote from Brené Brown, if we can share our story with someone who responds with empathy and understanding, shame can't survive. Now, as I put this episode together, You realize that it has been a few months, actually, since the first episode and this one, because I struggled with the very same thing, shame. I thought, I can't publish a new episode until it's perfectly perfect, and until everything is thought through, and that's just never going to happen. And that's what I needed to tell myself, that I can wait another year and not work on this project or publish a new episode, because life is not perfect. And I think that as we are being authentic and being who we are, people are more likely to be who they are, and we can simply move forward and don't have to get stuck in that constant shame thinking and that culture of shame, and where we never do what is on our hearts because we go in it with the attitude of failing. But that's not true. Sometimes we just need to get started and also learn that it's okay if things are not perfect. But to close, as I said earlier, I'd like to give you those three questions so you can think about it and just process a little more. The first one would be, can you identify shame in your life and how does it hold power over you? The second question, what would it mean to rid yourself of those chains? And as a follower of Jesus, I believe that there can be full freedom. And I just imagine, you know, what is a life that is that we rid of shame, where shame has no place? The third question, who can you trust to share with what you identified? Just like Brené Brown said earlier, that if there's someone who responds with empathy and understanding, shame can't survive. And I would just encourage you and challenge you to find someone who you can share your story with, who does respond with empathy and understanding, just to see that freedom to be part of your life as well. Because only if we allow for shame to be unmasked and shine light on it, do we strip it of its power over our lives and our future. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Life of Sven podcast. Stay tuned for what is next. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me and I'd be happy to get back to you. Until next time, the Life of Sven. And last but not least, I would like to thank everyone who has been part of my story. And whenever I got the chance to share my story, who has responded with empathy and kindness and understanding. Because that really enables me and many others to go forward in boldness and to do what we've been called to do. I think of many of my friends who constantly challenge me to go forward and to keep moving. Thank you for inspiring me with your stories and with your courage to move forward despite hindrances and obstacles. Thank you for being the bold man and women that you are. And just again, I hope that this episode was inspiring to you, and I couldn't have done it without the numerous input from friends all around the world who I've been talking to, who've been encouraging me, and I just hope that we can keep going. Until next time. Bye-bye.